What a wonderful day. What an amazing cloud of witnesses that have brought us to this day. So many saints that have helped us carry the load and make this church the great place that it remains to be today. I think if we took a moment and we tried to list all of those saints, we'd probably be here all day. But I hope as we move through the rest of this service and our luncheon and this week, that you will give thanks on your own to those who've gone before us, whom you know, and who have worked tirelessly, some of which have worked in spite of being tired. People who have kept giving of themselves, being in this community of people, because this place is important to them. Worshiping, fellowshipping, lifting one another up. That's what makes this journey complete. So thank you to so many of you and to so many of those who have gone before us. I love this scripture that we read this morning because it is a great example for us of the individuals and of the community that is church on this journey together. I think this passage helps us to see all that we need to see about resurrection and about this journey. One of the things about this passage that I don't understand, and it's not just this passage, it's many of the passages about Jesus' resurrection, and that is that no one recognizes Jesus. No one knows who he is. Did he look that different? Or were they not focusing? I came across an interesting little video this week, and I want to show it to you, and I'm kind of sorry the choir can't see it. If you want to move down, I'll let you, but if you don't, that's okay. It's about 1 minute, but I would like you to just watch it. Can you see if I move over here?
This is an awareness test. How many passes does the team in white make? The answer is 13. But did you see the moonwalking bear?
Okay, be honest. How many saw the bear the first time? No. Now, to be honest, I thought they were trying to trick me, so I rewound it and watched it from the beginning, and the bear was there. The bear was there the first time. And now I can't not see the bear. I felt so silly when I watched this. It wasn't what I was looking for. Much research has been done about what's called inattentional blindness or perpetual blindness. Not seeing major things because your focus is on something else. It's why when there are major accidents or major traumatic events, everybody gets a different version of the story because people are all focused on different things. I wonder if that's what happened on the road to Emmaus. I wonder if these two were walking along, but they were engulfed in grief. For some reason, they had decided to leave the others who were in Jerusalem, and they were making the 7-mile journey to their home in Emmaus. Actually, I'd say it's more than grief that they were focused on. They were also afraid for their lives. They were not sure what was next for them. They had left their homes, their families, their jobs to follow Jesus. And now he's gone. And no one even knows where his body is. So are they so flooded with all these emotions that they literally couldn't see Jesus? At least not really see Jesus. I think there are some important lessons that we can learn from this scripture. First is not just the story of Jesus' appearance, but especially in this story, we see that in the midst of their grief, the followers found it important to be together, to be in community with one another. In the midst of their fear, they hid together. In the midst of their sorrow, they walked and they talked together. In trying to figure out what was going on when the tomb was empty, they turned to one another. And when they saw Jesus, they ran to tell others. How often in the midst of our emotions, various different emotions, do we try and close ourselves off from others, trying to deal with it all alone, or trying to hide our fears or our problems or our grief from one another? Believers sharing together, helping one another along the journey. Highland Park for 65 years has been a place where people have joined together through joyous times, through difficult times, helping each other, sharing the load together, being church to one another and together. In a society where coming to church has become less of a priority, many of you make it just that, an important part of your life. These two, despite knowing that being a follower of Christ, they were at risk, that their very lives were in danger. Yet they had this very open and honest conversation with a total stranger, they thought. They opened up and they told him all about Jesus. They told him all about Jesus' life, his crucifixion, and even his resurrection. I also see in this story that Jesus, even though he wasn't in the focus of the followers, he met them where they were, and he stuck with them. He continued on this journey with them, letting them share with him and journey with him until they were ready to see him for who he really was. Jesus turned to the scripture, and Jesus talked to them about what the scripture meant, and he helped them understand what was going on. Sometimes we get so caught up in things that we can't begin to see Jesus. But that doesn't mean that he's not with us. He continues along the way with us, being present, being aware, sometimes just waiting for us to be ready, sometimes leading us to find the answers that we need. If we just listen, if we're just open. I feel like there have been times when this church has gotten so caught up in details that seemed really, really important at the time that it's been distracted from what Christ would have us to do. But that didn't mean that he left us or wasn't a part of us. His presence and love led us, guided us to a place where we could see clearly, to where our eyes could be opened. And then one of the best parts of the whole story, the followers didn't want this man that they hadn't really recognized, but they didn't want him to leave them. So they said, stay with us. It's almost evening. Stay with us. So Jesus stayed with them, and when they shared the meal, he took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? He took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. And something that they had seen very recently with Jesus, and it suddenly became clear. When Jesus was back in a place that they were comfortable with, where they could see him, it all came back into focus for them. They saw him, and then immediately he was gone. Once they finally saw who Jesus was, they didn't need the physical, visual scene to know him, to know his presence. And they also knew that they needed to be gone. They didn't need to sit there and talk about what had happened and get all emotional because he had disappeared again. No, they realized that they needed to quit hiding away or running away or whatever they were doing, and they needed to go. They needed to get back to Jerusalem to share what they knew, that Christ was risen. I feel like these 22 verses in Luke tell us so much about what we need to know about being a church. People who are focused on Christ, people in community with one another, people open to listening to strangers, people willing to walk the opposite direction from what the world tells them to walk, and people who are willing to share the good news that Christ is risen, risen indeed. Highland Park has been an amazing witness in this community. May we always be a place open to all who walk through these doors. May we always be people willing to go that extra mile. May we always be people who seek love and justice and mercy for all. May we continue on this journey together in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen.